Okay, so good morning. We have Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Bet, and we're going to start off at Nun Aleph Amud Bet at the bottom. We've got the Braita. So we've got a Braita that brings the words there, the Tanya, Abeta to Abdun, right? You'll destroy all the places. Then we saw Machlok Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, that they started speaking about Kalim. That Rabbi Shmuel says that Kalim of a Jew is immediately Asur for Avodah Zarah and Goyim only when they serve it, and Rabbi Akiva said the opposite. He's more makel, and he said that with Goyim, it's the Avodah Zarah is Asur immediately as it's made, and with a Jew only once you work it. But they're all discussing around the pasuk of Makom, because it says Abeita Abedun et Kol HaMakomot. That's the Gemara's question now. So the Gemara says as follows. You telling me now you're Machloket about Kalim. However, HaMakomot Ketiv, the pasuk itself says Makomot. It doesn't speak about Kalim. So how do you get to Kalim? So the answer of the Gemara is as follows. Im einu inyan lemekomot delomitasra. We know that the places don't become asu. You can't, we learned already, Eloheihem, right? Yichtib Eloheihem, al heharim, velo heharim, Eloheihem. Remember we learned the other day. We said that the places, we had a Mishnah. We said the mountains themselves or the valleys themselves don't become asu. It's only what's on them. So we've seen that you can't actually have a place that's asu. So to say mekomot doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, if the Mekomot doesn't make sense, obviously the Mekomot doesn't mean Mekomot, the places, it means the things. Yeah? That's the Gemara's answer. And therefore, Tenehu Linyan Kalim, learn that Pasuk Le'ilan Le'in Kalim. Gemara carries on and says, Mikan Amru Avodat Kochavim Shel Oved Kochavim Ein Asra'el Ad Shel Ta'aved Ad Shel Ta'avod Shel Yisrael Miyad. Okay, that is Rabbi Yishmael. Right? So now, the Gemara brought that over there, right? And there the Gemara starts bringing the brightest. Okay, so that brighter there, Mikan, it's as if you could imagine that I read it wrong. It should say, Tnur Inyan Kalim, full stop. And then it should be like, Amar Mar, Mikan Amru. Okay? Because now we're taking an extra other bright. You see that Mikan Amru, right? That actually should be from our brighter, right? The Tanya,
yes,
is it?
Yes.
Rabbi Shmuel's statement, right? That says Mikan Amru. So it's if the Gemara said Mikan Amru, Abar Mar Mikan Amru, that shall be Shmuel. So we said, Ha, but Kalim or Kimnera. So we had the general question on the whole Masechet, right? On the whole Brayta. Now we're taking it piece by piece and we're asking similar questions. But how can you tell me, Rabbi Shmuel, that is about Kalim? Says Vahab Kalim or Kibnala. But you've said that is about Kalim. So Amakra, Asheratem Yoshim Otam et Elohim. So it says, here's the answer. Because it says Asheratem Yoshim Otam Elohim, makeish Elohim le Kalim. The Elohim and Kalim are the same. Right? Ma Kalim Achi Avdu, Af Elohim Nami Achi Avdu. So when there's an idol, now the Kalim over here. Right, we're speaking here about like any of the shimush to Avodah Zorah. So you've got the actual idol itself, you've got the statue, let's say, and you've got all the things that you serve it with. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel says, just like the Yoshimotam et Elohim, that's the pasuk, Abeta Abedun, that's in the pasuk. Abeta Abedun et Kolamokol Asher Avdusham Agoyim, Asher Atem Yoshimotam, that you're going to inherit, et Elohim. So he says, at Kola Mekomot, we just see now that Mekomot is Kalim, right? We already learned that in the first part of the Gemara. And then the Asheratem Ovdim Otam et Elohim, the Etia contra Bishmael links the Mekomot to Elohim. So he says that there's a Hekesh, and just like they themselves, a statue isn't Asur until it's been served. So to the Kalim or Asur until they've been used. Okay, I'm not saying it's the easiest demon in the world. But that's the Gemara's idea. So now the Gemara's question obviously is Rabbi Akiva, right? Now Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with you because you're telling me that Goyim only when they've been served. And Jews immediately, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Goyim immediately and Jews only when they've been served. So how come we got this pasuk here of Abeta Abedun is clearly talking about Goyim, not about Jews. And Rabbi Akiva, what's his story? The Lo Makish. So he says he doesn't learn that Hekesh over there. How come he doesn't learn that Hekesh over there? So the answer would be, Amar Lecha, we will answer you, Et Hifsika Inyan. If you look in the Pasuk, right, so the Pasuk says, Asher Atem Yoshim Otam, and then it's Et Elohim. Rabbi Yishmael learns the Et to join the Pasuk from Mekumar Asher Avdu Shama Goyim Asher Atem Yoshim Otam, Et Elohim. It's one big line. He says, Rabbi Akiva says, no. It's a Beit Abdun Nekonim Mekomot Shavdu Shama Goyim, where they've served the place. Asher Atem Yoshim Otav Nekuda. Then, Et Elohim Al Harim Harbim Balagvot V'tachak Kol Etz Ra'anan. Again, you know, for people who aren't 100% experts in actual every understanding of the etim, etc., it's very difficult to understand. But I suppose Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel could argue about how that et is meant to separate or combine. But that's the answer that Rabbi Shmuel would tell us of why he learns the Hekesh and Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn the Hekesh. Okay, so now...
It says there that they want to destroy when he works.
No. Aveta b'dune kol ha'makul asher avdu shama goyim. Wherever they worked.
When they worked.
But telling us, why did it become asur? Because they worked it.
Yeah,
that's... So only because asur they worked it. That's the pshat.
Yeah.
But the question is, how's that connected to... How do you learn that? That is all very good about the kalim. But how do you learn that hekesh from Elohehem? So the pasuk says, et Elohehem, asher atem yorshim otam et Elohehem. So he says the Elohehem is the idol itself. Avdu Mekomot is the Kalim, because we learned Mekomot equals Kalim. So we got Kalim at the beginning of the Pasuk, Elohim at the end of the Pasuk. Just like Elohim when they worked it, so too Kalim when they worked it. Or other way around. That's the way that he does it. Okay. So now, the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Ishmael, Ashkechan, Avodat Kol Shelovet Kochavim, Dein Asura Ad Shetavot. Right, then we learned, because he learned in the fourth line, Amar Kra, Shatem Yoshimotam et Elohehem. Rabbi Ishmael's got the limud. Right, that's what he's saying. Ashkechan, we found Avodat Kochavim, Shelovet Kochavim, it's only Asur when you worked it, because he's got the limud. However, the Yisrael, the Asura Miyad Minale. So Rabbi Ishmael said two things. Rabbi Ishmael said that Yisrael is Asur Miyad, and a Goy is Asur only when they worked it. We've proven now the Makor for why Goyim only Asur the Avodah Zorah when they've served it. But where does he give us the makor for a Jew? Right? So svarahu. What is that a svara? Right? What is it a svara? Midoved kochavim ad shetavod. Yisrael is Rabbi Yad. Obviously, he says Rabbi Shmuel's philosophy is that a goy, we more machmir. The Jew, we much more machmir. And therefore, if with a goy, we allow them up until they've served it, with a Yisrael, we more machmir. So it must be miyad. Pashut. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Maybe it's the other way around altogether. Maybe Eimad Yisrael, Klalu Klalo. Maybe Yisrael then becomes Asur. Why are you assuming that it's more Machmir? Maybe it's more Makil. Maybe it's a Goy that's Asur when they do the Avodah. But a Jew's Avodah is already never becomes Asur. A Jew, the only Svara I could think of for explaining it that way is that you want to say that in reality, Jews don't believe in Avodah Zorah. And therefore, there's never really Avodah Zorah for Jews. And even if it is, it's play, it's chaff. It's not real. It's fake. Right? So therefore, it can't become Asur.
Otherwise, what standard could you use when the Jew intends for it to be Avodah Zorah? You don't know what his intention is. He makes a cup and he says, this
agreed.
Is, how do you know if that cup's not
agreed, agreed. If he didn't really mean it and he had, deep down, he was true, but it was only this thought. Somebody said to me yesterday, it was relevant to this. I said to him that we were talking. I was at an engagement party. At the press yesterday, I was talking about that. This week's a busy week. I've got a wedding, everything this week. I was at a press yesterday morning. I discussed talking to somebody else about the wedding I've been to, the engagement party I've been to the night before. And the father of the engagement stood up and he said, "That's funny from the Congo. They're very traditional, very, you know." He said, "Look, I'm not a Shomer Shabbat, but I believe very much in God." And I thought it was a quite interesting way to present stuff. So he said, "Look, Darren, that's actually, it's true, it is fascinating, because he said, I know the people who are Shomer Shabbat, but who don't believe in God." Okay. So he said, Ema, the Yisrael, okay, so the question is, Hash, the Gniza Bai, can't be, because if a Jew makes a Avodah Zorah, it needs Gniza. What, Itzurat, Lo Mitzar, Mitasrat, Wa Mikam Asur. Look at Rashi there, Gniza Bai. The very second line, top of Rashi there. The Yalfin and the Kalim, you learn later on, Vesam Baseter. Right, that you have to stick it in a hiding place. You've got to hide it. So it needs Gniza. So if a Jew made Avodah Zorah needs Gniza, then it must become Asur. Then you can't say that. So he says, okay, Ve'ema Kede Oved Kochavim. Maybe that Vesam Baseter is speaking about a Goy, not a Jew. So Gemara says, it can't be. Why? Because Amar Kra, here's the Pasuk. Ve'et Chatatchem Asher Asitem Et Ha'egel. speaking clearly to Am Yisrael about the egel. Right? Vaisrof oto ba'esh. Burned it. Moshe burnt it. Va'akot to tachun hetev ala shedak. La'afar va'ashlich et afro el ha'nachal ha'ered min ha'har. Right? Ve'etchadachem asher asitem et ha'egel. Mishat asiya kamle b'chet. You see that? That's Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Ishmael's limud. He brings it now from Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael says that a Jew is immediate. From the moment that you made it. Where are we on Rabbi Akiva here? Maybe unless I missed something.
The third line of Rashi. So you
start to Tavot. Where? Second line of Rashi.
The third line of Rashi, Rabbi Akiva.
We haven't got that Rabbi Akiva yet.
That Rabbi Akiva. That
Rashi is not that Rabbi Akiva. We'll see just now. There's another Rabbi Akiva down, a little bit lower. Four lines down, you'll see another Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. That's the Rabbi Akiva that they're actually speaking about. Okay. If you look in my Gemara, you'll see that I made a note over here. And Rabbi Akiva, if you look here, look carefully. You'll see there, Rabbi Akiva, there's a line underneath it that's crossed out. I also thought that Rashi was that Rabbi Akiva, but it's not. Okay? Unless I made a mistake of fixing my previous mistake, but I don't think so. All right. So now, so he says that. Right? So he says, what's the Oved Kochavim? It's a Jew. In other words, immediately, before it's done any worship to it. So maybe that's only that you now over a chait. But itusrael or mitasha, but it doesn't become asur. Remember, Rabbi Shmuel says that from the moment that a Jew makes it, it's asur. The Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe he's over on a chait, but the actual kli itself doesn't become asur. She says, Amar kra, we can't be. Because we've got another pasuk that says, Arur ha'ish asher yaseh pesul masecha. He's already Arur. So the issur is already there. The Arur is telling you that it's an issur. Right? And that is, says the Gemara says, maybe Mishat Asiyah kam leba Arur. Right? That's already from the moment of Asiyah, it's already kam leba Arur. So the previous pasuk, can't be to teach us that he's over on the chait. It must teach us that it's asur. We are a separate pasuk that is over on the chait. So Gemara says, maybe that's just make him aru. He said no, because the pasuk says toivat Hashem chitim. Look at pasuk Gimel. Arur ha'ish asher yaseh pes to masecha, because to him toivat Hashem maaseh yedei charash. Okay, that's the pasuk. Okay, so that is all Rabbi Ishmael. So basically, Rabbi Shmuel's Svara there is that we've proven Rabbi Shmuel's Svara that from the moment that he does that he does it, he's over. Now we come to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. So how does Rabbi Akiva live with this Toivat Hashem Kativ? Right? Because Rabbi Akiva says that a Jew is only over from the moment that it's served, not from the moment that it's made. Right? Now, you understand Rabbi Akiva there. Look at Rashi and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. The Amar b'shed Yisrael ad she'tavod. See, we talk about Toivat Hashem now, right? It becomes works. Hi, Toivat Hashem. That's the passage we just quoted now a second ago. This Toivat Hashem, this abomination, lav de mitzar mishat asiyata, isn't to make it as from the moment it's made. Elahachi ka'amar, arur misha asiyah. Why are you arur from the moment that you made it? The asiyah meviato lidei to'ava she'ovda. Where's the toiva? Actual serving. That's Rabbi Akiva learns that the toiva is only once you've served it. So Rabbi Ishmael says that asiyah immediately. And Rabbi Ishmael says no, it's when you bring it into the toiva. Okay? Davar ha-mevid lidei toiva. See this, Steve? The Rashi is clearly talking about that. So the Gemara says now, Rabbi Akiva, v'dat kochavim shlo v'dat kochavim dasho miyad minale. So now we understand Rabbi Akiva, where he's learned about the Yisrael. From this pasuk over here, mevi toiva. So that helps us with Israel only when he works it, when he serves it. But where does he learn his makor for a goy that is asur immediately? So Amar Ula Amar Kra. The pasuk, another pasuk. This pasuk here also in Dvarim. All these psukim come from Dvarim. Psilei Elohim, right? They're psalim, they're idols. Tishrafum ba'esh, going to burn them. Lo tachmod, don't cover it. We saw this pasuk the other day. Kesef zav alehem. Remember we had alehem imahem. Remember we had yesterday the limud imahem alehem, right? This was the same pasuk. This is the topic yesterday, right? Lakach lecha pen tivakesh bo ki tovad Hashem lokecha. Psilo hem tishofun ba'ish. Mi shepsilo naase Eloah. Okay, it's psilei Elohim tishofun. Doesn't say that they've got to have served it. Shouldn't they got a pesel burn it, Right? So now, how does Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with this pasuk? We're going to now bounce up and down now. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Every time we say Idach, we spoke previously with Rabbi Shmuel. Remember the next question, Idach, is Rabbi Akiva and vice versa. Right? V'idach, so now Rabbi Shmuel. What does he do with that pasuk? P'sid Elohim. Ahumi ba'ilei lichditar Rabbi Yosef, ditar Rabbi Yosef. Minayin, where do we know lo'oved kochavim sheposel Eloho? Right? Where do we know that an oved kochavim? Right? Look at Rashi there. Sheposel Eloho, the third narrow lines of Rashi. Sheyachol levatlo. Then we learned that a goy, we're going to see it again in the next Amud, that a goy can mevatel his avodah zorah and anybody else's, but a Jew can't. Remember that? So what's the makor that a goy can posel? In other words, mevatel, it says Rashi. Sheneimar, psirei Elohim, tishavun ba'esh. Right? He can posel the Elohim. I'll be on it again. I'm not sure how this pasuk helps us, because psirei Elohim, tishavun ba'esh. If he's puzzled it, why didn't he tishavun ba'esh? But nonetheless, we ignore it. Okay, psirei Elohim. Okay. V'yidach, Rabbi Akiva. Where does he learn that from, that a goy can posel avodah zarah? Nafkerei mi Shmuel. The Shmuel, Rami Ketiv, we've got a pasuk of Shmuel, where Shmuel is the distributed between two psukim. On the one pasuk says, Lo tachmod kesef zabarahem. Right, the one pasuk we just learned now said, don't covet the money, the silver and gold on them. Uktiv, and it says, V'lakach telach. But it says at the same time, you can take it for yourself. In the same pasuk, V'lakach telach, penti v'kesh. Now how can you take it if you can't covet it? Okay, so how do you do that? He says, Psalo le'eloha lo tachmod. Psalo me'eloha. So if he makes a psalo le'eloha, he makes something for his God, then you can't do it. But if he passes it from his God, if he's mevatel it, then you can take it because it's lost its kedusha of avodah zarah. Okay, that's a nice limit. So now, the Gemara says again. Okay. For Rabbi Akiva, with regards to Rabbi Akiva, Ashkachan, we found the makor for avodat kochavim, shel oved kochavim, da'asarua miyad. Right? Where was that? If you go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, he said, Psilei Elohim tishrafun ba'esh. Mishe paslo. Now I said, for the moment it was made into a pesel, became asur. So there Rabbi Akiva's got his makor for a goy who is asur. Immediately, the Shuni makes it avodah zorah. Right? We had the Yisrael Achetavod. Where's the makor for Yisrael? That it's only when he's actually worshipped it. Achetavod, minalan, amrabi ulamar kra, v'sam basater. Right? What's that pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Arua ish asher yaseh pesel masechat, v'asher maseh yedeh al-charech, v'sam basater." Okay, v'manu kolam v'mermen. What is v'sam basater? Ad sheyaseh la'dvarim shebeseter. You got that? Play on the words there? Because what does it mean, dvarim shebeseter? That he sort of did avodah zarah in private. He hid away, sneaked away. Right? And where would he, what would he be doing beseter? There he'd be doing his avodah zarah. So when he did it in private, it's actually worshipping it. Making it, he could make it out in the public because he could rest, I'm going to sell it. But I think that's pshat. I don't know if anybody's got a better pshat on that one. There's no Rashi on this. Vayim Sheva said, he said, Avodat, sorry, it's Rashi. Avodot Sheva said, who of da, Shlo Yishma'u Beitin V'yiskaluhu. Right. That Beitin won't see him doing it and come and kill him. Okay, so he hides a way to serve it. Okay, sorry, there was a Rashi there. Now, V'idach, now Rabbi Ishmael, what's he do with that pasuk? Where do we know that Avodat Yisrael? That his Avodah Zorah needs Gniza. We learned it before where he had a few earlier on in the Amud. So now Rabbi Akiva, the Idach Rabbi Akiva, what does he learn? Where does he learn about putting it in Gniza? Rav Chizda tells us the name of Rav. Minayin avodat kochavim shel Yisrael shetuna Gniza. Shneemar, we got a separate limud there. He says, how do you need Gniza? Shneemar, lo tital lecha ashera kol eitz etzel mizbeach. You can't plant a tree, or an ashera tree, right, next to the Mizbeach, right? You can't have it in proximity to the Mizbeach. My Mizbeach to Ungniza, just like the Mizbeach, if it's Ne'esar, if it becomes Asur, you've got to do Gniza with it. Af Asheira to Unigniza. So to the Asheira of Avodah Zorah, of Yisrael would need Gniza. So now, V'idach, right? What does he do, that Pasuk, Rabbi Ishmael? What's his limit with that Pasuk? Ahumi Bai, let it go, Shlakish. Damar Shlakish. What does Shlakish tell us? Kol Amamid Dayan She'enu Hagun. If you employ a judge who isn't a trustworthy judge, kirnoteya asherah b'Yisrael, it's as if you planted an asherah, if you planted an avodah zorah tree in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, in other words, putting in a bad judge is parallel to planting an asherah in Israel. שנאמר, רק את הפסוק שיש שופטים ושוטים תן לך בכל שעריך. You have to have judges in all your art. ושם יכלה לא תעשר כל עץ. And the smichut psukim there is not to have an ashera next to each other. Right? And one is dvarim tet zayin yud chet. And one is dvarim tet zayin kaf aleph. So it's only about three psukim away from each other. I'm Rav Ashi. And on this story here about Dayan, it's Enu Hagun. So Rav Ashi, ubmakom talmidei chachamim keilu nit'o etzel mizbeach. Right? In other words, if you look at Rashi there, I think Rashi tries to help us out here with this. He says there, etzel mizbeach, right? Shenemar etzel mizbeach. Talmidei chachamim. Da'ashayre okminan bedayan shenu Hagun hilchach mizbeach nami begavri. Right, so he says basically they're talking about yeah, putting with bad guys with good guys, because a Talmid Chacham and a tree is sort of like good guy.
They what's make the comparison name? Between an Asherah
and a Talmid Chacham
and a bad guy and
to a Talmid Chacham is Bayach. Shkoch. Okay, thank you. Okay, now the Gemara now brings a kashya. Basically, we finished here the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva on their machloket. We've seen each one what their limud is, what their makor is. Now the Gemara Rabbi Muna asked a question. We're still discussing here about the kelim of Avodah Zorah, right? So, ritech kli l'avodat kochavim mahu. If you took a kli and you fixed it up, right? If you look at Rashi, the ritech kli, kli shenishbar. It was a broken vessel. Vehekish alav bekurnes ad sherik'u v'nitpashet v'nitbalu pigmato. So, you basically beat it out till you closed up the hole, okay? You fixed it up nicely. So, now his question is, this was an avodat kochavim kli and it broke. So now, Avodat Kochavim, so the question is, Kli Kochavim Mahu. In other words, the question here is, is it still the same Kli that was Avodah Zorah Kli and therefore it's Asur? Or maybe because you fixed it up, it's a new Kli now and it's lost its Avodah Zorah and it's a good Kli. So Gemara starts off and says like this, right? Because we've now Avodat Kochavim Daman. Whose Kli is this? Which Oved Avodah Zorah was it? Was it a Jew who Oved Avodah Zorah? Or a goy oved avodah zara. Ilayim avodat kochavim de oved kochavim was a goy. So then, bein Rabbi Yishmael u bein Rabbi Akiva meshamshei avodat kochavim hain. Remember, we got Rabbi Akiva and Yishmael say depending at which stage it was worked. But he says that the machloket Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva, there's no machloket with regard to meshamshei avodat kochavim, which is like things that assist. Look at Rashi very quickly. Bein Rabbi Yishmael, bein Rabbi Akiva. Meshamshe avodat kochavim shel avodat kochavim, the meshamshe, like the stuff that the assisting, like the what do you give me a better word? Accessories. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Right? Shel avodat kochavim, ein isurin ad sheyavdu. Both Rabbi Akiva and Yishmael. Even Rabbi Yishmael, who says that a goy is only after you worship it, he would say that and a Yisrael immediately, or Rabbi Akiva says the other way around. Would all agree that the accessories have to be worked, right? Kedamidel haviyum velo nishtamshu bahen. If you brought them and you never used them, yachol yasrim, could it be asur? Tamud lomar asher avdu. You had to have worshipped them. Rabbi Akiva b'avodat kochavim atzma palig. Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Shmuel on the avodat kochavim itself. Aval bekeilim lo palig. On the accessories, there's no machloket. So the question is, whose is it? Because if whether it's Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva, they might agree with regards to the accessories. Umesham shel kochavim ein ashrin ad sheyavdu. They have to have worshipped them first. Ve'ela avodat kochavim di Yisrael. Now, if it's avodat kochavim di Yisrael, so that's with regards to a goy. Even Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, let's rather say, would agree that you had to first have worshipped it. All right. Now, if it's a Jew's one, but avodat kochavim di Yisrael, ali b'daman. Now, it depends who. Ilema ali b'Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Akiva. Hashtehi gufa avodah zara lo mitasre ad shetavod misham shem ibai. Rabbi Akiva, with regards to a goy, says, with regards to a Yisrael, says that Yisrael we may kill, that the avodah zara itself is only asur once you've worked it, served it. So obviously, with regards to the accessories, it's not going to be more machmir than with the avodah zara itself. So the question isn't a question. If it hasn't been served yet, it would be okay. If it has been served, it would be asur. Ve'alib Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, who says that in Yisrael, the Avodah Zorah itself is Asur Miyad, remember? Damra Asur Miyad, my Meshamshim. What about the Meshamshim, the accessories, with regard to Yisrael? Mimashamshin gamrinan ma hatam achi avdu avhach achi avdu. Do we say that just like we learn the mashamshin from the goyim? In other words, on the Yisrael, let's say Rabbi Ishmael is very machmir with regard to Avodah Zorah itself, it's asked immediately. But maybe the accessories he would learn from the accessories of a goy. And then we'd say it's only Asru once you did the Avodah. Or do maybe no. Maybe Minna Gamar, maybe from the actual Avodah Zorah itself he learns it. And my he Asuran, just like he, the actual Avodah Zorah itself is Asur Miyad immediately. Af Misham Shay Asur Miyad, so to the accessories of Asur Miyad. So basically, we want to understand your question. Rabbi Mnuna, you asked us a question. Tell us, what are you talking about? Because we've thrown out now a whole lot of possibilities. What are you talking about? So before the Gemara gives an answer, we're talking about the Gemara asks another question. And says, my area, the Kemebayile Ritechli. Why did Dafka ask about fixing up a kli? Right? Tebayile Asa. Rather say about a person who made a kli. Right? Then we would have understood better. Look at Rashi there. Asa. Asa ulavoda. Mitchila, from the beginning, he made it. And then we can discuss the whole process. If it was a Jew, it was a goy, is it accessories, is it like that? Why dafka ritech, fixing up the kli? So the Gemara says, like the Shavim Nuna, why did he ask about this? Because what was really troubling him? Mishum tuma yeshayna kami ba'ila. He was asking about pre-existing tuma. Did not, because we've got a Mishnah, I think it's in Masechet Kedim over here. Masechet Kedim. Right? And also Masechet Shabbos. It says like this: Kli matachot, klei matachot, pshutehen umekablehen tmein. Right? So all the simples and the whatever you're using for avodah zara, any steel stuff. Sorry, not for zara, for any kli. Right? Klei matachot. Sorry. Right? They are tmein. Nishtabru tahuru. If you broke them, that is their tahara. Right, how do you tahir the kli? You break it. Now, chazar v'asa'an kelim, if you now fix them together, remember this is the Tanur Rosh Lachnai. Remember that? Remember Tanur Rosh Lachnai?
Yeah.
Right, it was exactly that they'd taken the tanur, there'd been a trav tanur, they broke it, they chopped it up, and they stuck it all back together again. And the question was it tamei or wasn't it tamei, right? They'd reinstated the kli. It says, chazar v'asa'an kelim, right? Chazru... There we know that when you re-abled it, the tumor comes back. So therefore, this was Rabbi Abayu's kashya. V'hachi kami ba'ile. This was his kashya. Ki hadra tumor, when the tumor came back, hadi mid le tumor doraita. Is that only with regards to tumor doraita? Remember, tumor of Avodah Zorah is tumor derabana, right? Not always. About tumor derabana lo. But is maybe Tumah doesn't apply. Or Dilma Loshta, maybe that's the difference. In other words, that's his question. So why did he ask Yadavka about the Meshamshin of Avodah Zorah? Because the Meshamshin of Avodah Zorah is Tumah Rabbanan. And he wanted to see, he's using that as the example to understand, is it the same or not? So Gemara says, V'tibayle, Shar Tumah Rabbanan. So why are you asking Dafka about this? Ask a general question. So let me tell me, Tumah Rabbanan. Why do you take Dafka Ritech Kli of Avodah Zorah? So he says, Chada... Migo chada kamibale. It says, no, you're right. He's asking about lots of questions. Look at Rashi. But chada migo, one of those. Remember, migo means mitoch, right? Chada mitoch chada kamibale. He's asking one of the many questions. Look at Rashi there, chada migo chada. Klomar. Vashar tumot damibale. On all the other tumot. He's also asking this question. Vahai denakar avodat kochavim. Shela acher. Why do he ask a separate question about avodat kochavim? He anishedit mitoch pashtash yerishona. What's he going to answer? Look at him, because it's as a result of answering the first question, the general question. Because im timtzi lomar, if you're going to tell me, b'shar tumot rabbanan lo hadre, in all the others, it doesn't come back, then my next question is going to be what? Hachamai, but what about avodah zorah? In other words, I'm asking you a general question, you're going to tell me, no, it doesn't come back. But I'm saying, is that as a rule? Across the board, what about Avodah Zorah? Is it even there? Because what would we have thought? We might have thought that with Avodah Zorah, the Chachamim were more Cham Machmir. Maybe they're not, but yeah, yes. That's the question. Right. He says, Chalem Migo Chalem come away. Tumid Rabbanan, Mi Hadra or Lo Hadra. Doesn't come back. Insom Hadra, if you tell me it doesn't come back, Tumid Avodah Kochavim, Mishum Chumra. Avodah Kochavim, Mi Shavi Rabbanan, Ketumid Doraita or Lo. Did they? And what's the answer? Taiku. I agree. I mean, you think it's Pashut, right?
But they did come up with an answer.
Yeah. Okay, so now, by me, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai. So now, Rabbi Yochanan, by Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai. Right, next Amud is shorter than this Amud. I have to ask somebody to give me some water. By me, now, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yochanan now asks the question, Rabbi Yanai. Tikrovet avodat kochavim shel ochli mahu. So the previous question was about Kalim. Here it says, Tikrovet avodat kochavim. Now, we already saw that Tikrovet means when you sacrifice something to the Oved kochavim, right, to the idol, to avodat kochavim.
Korban.
Right, you give a korban, right? Shel ochlim, you brought a sacrifice of food, a food sacrifice, right? Mahu, look at Rashi there. Mi salke tumme minayu aydei bitul olo. Can you now mevatel, once you brought the sacrifice, can the goy mevatel the kedusha in it? And you can get mutra banana. Let's assume that it was a proper kosherly shechted animal, okay? With a shochet who hadn't shaved ever in his life, right? And everybody agrees that you can eat the food. And now he brought it as a sacrifice and he changed his mind. Can you now eat that food? Okay? So that's the question. I think that's the question, yeah. He says, Mima Hanyelehu Bitul Letahari Numitum Olo. Does this Bitul, thanks, Mark. Does this Bitul. It's fine. Doesn't matter. Anything. Just drama. Right? Mima Hanyelehu Bitul Letahari Numitum Olo. Will that help? To Matahe the Tum or not? So again, the Gemara says, "V'tibaylei kalim." Why don't you ask the question about kalim? Why are you asking about the food? Right? Look at Rashi there. "V'tibaylei kalim." She nishtamshu b'hen avodat kochavim isalke tumim minayu ki heichad esalke isura. Right? In other words, just like you can mevatel. Thank you. Just like you mevatel the isur. You see, there's a proper chakira going on here, right? We're making a distinction between isur and tuma. So the isur, you can mevatel the isur. Can you mevatel the tuma? Now again, it's difficult for us to understand the difference. Okay? Probably the issue would be that you could get hana'a from it, you could sell it to a goy. But it's tame, you can't use it. If you use the kalim and you put your food on it, so your food will become tame. If you're a guy who's makpid on eating betara, it would become tame. But maybe you could sell that vessel to a goy and get hana'a from it, because there's no issue anymore inside it. So that's the sort of difference taking place over here. So with Tibala Kalim. So it says Kalim looking about. Why did he ask him about Kalim? Right? Kevan de itte hutara be mikvah. Because with Kalim, you can drip it in the mikvah. Tumanami betailas. So therefore the tumor would go. So therefore kimabayele ochli. And that's why he asked you about food. See that you can't just dunk a cow into the mikvah and metaher it. Okay? He says, okay, with Tibala Avlar Kochavim Gufa. Right? Why do you ask me about the tikrovet? Why don't you ask me about the Oved Kochavim itself? So he says, no, Oved Kochavim gufa, let me buy ilay. He's not asking you. Right? Look at Rashi, V'tibayle Oved Kochavim shel ochalin kagon yishtachavu alapat. Why don't you rather ask me about actually serving food, that you made food into an idol? Then ask me, why do you ask me about the korban, the sacrifice? So he says, "Lo mi baile." I didn't ask you why. Kevan, the isura batil. Says because there we know that with the oved avodah zarah, with the idol itself, when the isura is batil, tumanami batla. Right? How do we know that? How do we know that? Anybody know how we know that? I don't know how do we know that. The Gemara seems to. Seems to understand that you are that's the case. Where did we learn that? Well, I remember when we learned that. I remember learning that. Right? Rabbi Chalad said like this: Lo kemi baile de kevan dechi mevatila. Since you mevatil the actual avodah zarah itself, batla, it's completely batel. Umuteret bahana'a, and it's mutter for hana'a mide isura batla. But in tumanami batla, right? And he says, "Kavan Yisur, the Yisur Batil, Tumanami Batla." And the Rabbi Chanan says over here, "Tumanami Batla." It doesn't say why or where.
It's logical. No?
Why is it logical?
Because if it's prohibited to begin with, it's a Tuma de Rabbanan. It's prohibited to begin with because Avodah Zarah. You've nullified the Avodah Zarah, so you nullify the Tuma.
And with the Tikrovet and with its actual sacrifice. Why wouldn't that also be obvious then? Surely, if the pesel itself becomes mutar, then whatever you brought to it should also become mutar.
Yeah.
I don't know. So kikami bailei tikro lakochavim shel ochlin mai. Why? It's kaivan de isurei lo batil. Because there it appears that this korban, a sacrifice to avodah zorah, I'll tell you why. Because then we had that midoraita, we said all those are rabbanan. We said midoraita, you need kain pnim. Remember? We said that when does an avodah zorah become asur? You have to have similar to what's done in the Beit HaMikdash. A sacrifice is the classic similar to Beit HaMikdash. I think. Also, maybe that's what we're going to see coming up in a second. But I think that's the reason. It says Kavan Yisrael or Batil Kriav Gidil Tumenamin or Batla. Is that that's the one side of the argument? Or Dilma Isu Doraita Lo Batil, but Tumedirabanan would be Batil, right? And the Gemara's answer, Teiku. Okay, so it's not so passion. All right. Now, by Rabbi Yossi ben Shuel Mirebi. Now, Rabbi Yossi ben Shuel asked Rebbe a question. Kalim sheshimshu bahen bebeit chonio mahu. Now, beit chonio, right? Look at Rashi very quickly. See, a beit chonio, the very last wide lines, Rashi at the top. It says, beit chonio, befarish beshmaitim betraite de benachol, besichet benachol, we'll get to please God. Chonio beno shel Shimon HaTzadik. He was Shimon HaTzadik's son. Shebarach leMitzrayim b'nei Echav ubana sham Mizbeach. He ran away to Mitzrayim. His brothers obviously wanted, there was a fight of who'd become the Kohen Gadol. And he built himself there in Mizbeach. Upligiyatav nimnachot is a machloket. Ikele mandam l'shem avodat kochavim. Some say that his Mizbeach that he built was for avodat kochavim. Ikele mandam l'shem shamayim. And some say no, it's the shem shamayim. Ukemi bayelei Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul. Right? So now, this question over here that Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul came to ask Rabbi is aliba, says Rashi, demand amal lav beit avodat kochavim. It wasn't avodat kochavim. So don't think that his question is that he thinks it was avodat kochavim. He's of the opinion that it wasn't. The aliba demand avodat kochavim he, because if we'd go according to the person who said it was, lo kami bayelei, there wouldn't be a question. Right? The hashta lehedjot asurin, because a simple guy would be asked, right? We wouldn't ask any questions about the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, it can't be a question here about if a private guy, should have a Zorah, to be asked, certainly you couldn't bring these guys and use the Kalim in the Beit HaMikdash. So that's not the question. So we're talking now about this machloket, the side of the machloket that says that it wasn't Avodah Zorah, but maybe because it was a Mizbeach Chutz, there still might be a reason to say we can't use these Kalim. Right? So that's the question. Kalim Shishimshu Bahen that they used, can you use them in the Beit HaMikdash? The Gemara is like this. Okay, Bayelei, Alibu demand Amar Beit Chonyo, La Beit Avodah Kochavimi. That's the Gemara that Rashi's quoted. Nan Kohanim Sheshimshu Beit Chonyo, Lo Yishamshu Bemikdash Yerushalayim. We've got a Mishnah that tells us, Mefurashi Menachot, that the Kohanim that serve there, they can't serve in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Ve'eino tzarich lomar le'davar acher. Not because they were of the Avodah Zarah. Davar acher here is a nice way, a euphemism for saying Avodah Zarah. Right? But rather, Kohanim hu dekansihu Rabbanan. Rabbanan made a knas. I said that they aren't a passover Avodah Zarah. Why? Mishum de b'nei de'anin hu. How does any of your English Gemaras explain b'nei de'anin hu? Cognitive beings. Okay, so look at Rashi there. B'nei de'aninu. He says, Kohanim de b'nei de'aninu. Right? V'yadei she'ne'esru ha'bamot af l'shem gavoa. Because they knew, they weren't idiots, that bamot were asur, even if you were doing it l'shem shamayim. But nonetheless, v'halchu v'avdu b'bama. And they went and they did it. And therefore, hu dekanus Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, listen, you guys think you're clever. You knew that it's asur. You weren't idiots. You had doubt. And nonetheless, you went and did it. So we're not going to kill you for avodah zorah, right? But you are punished, and therefore you can't do it. But the question is, aval kalim lo. But maybe it was only the knas on them themselves. But on their kalim, they came back to Jerusalem, they bought their kalim, they could use it. Or dilma lo shna. Or maybe it makes no difference And both they are asur to do the avodah, and they can't use kalim that they use water either. So that's, he asked Rebbe that question. So Amar Rebbe says, asurim haim, the kalim are asur. No question, no post, no ordeal, this, that, straight out, kalim asur. And he says, Rebbe, this is amazing, he says, umikra haya b'yadeinu, and I had a pasuk which supported me, v'shachachanuhu, and I've forgotten the pasuk. But take my word for it, there was a pasuk, it's asur, and that's the bottom line. But it gets better, right, it gets better. So now, Eitive, is a kasha yon rav, on Rebbe, because Rebbe said, asur, right? So bring the kasha on Rebbe, yeah. Kola, bring a pasuk. Pasuk says, Kola kaidim asher hizniach hamelech achaz b'malchuto b'ma'alo hechanu v'idashnu. This is talking about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, his father Achaz was Oved Avodah Zarah. When he took over the kingdom, they came and they told him, look here in Divrei HaYamim, he said, they came and they said, Kol HaKadim HaShem Hizniach HaMelech Achaz, it was your father, B'ma'alo, Hechanu, we prepared it, V'Higdashnu, and we've made them Kadosh, V'Chinam, your name is Bechassim, we're using them in for Hashem's service. So it seems here that they took the Avodah Zarah stuff from Achaz, and they say, like, my love, Hechanu, doesn't Hechanu, what does Hechanu, we prepared it mean? The Adbalinu, we toiled in the mikvah. Hikdashanu, it means what? The Akdashinu. Look at Rashi there. He says, Hechanu, Shechazu, Umashchum, Beshemen, Amishcha, we re-anointed it with a special shemen. Alma says Rashi, Kevan Demido, Raita, Lo Mitashri, since, but the amazing spar of this. Now just think for a second, we've learned this halacha a few times. Look how brilliant it comes to play. Remember we learned before, what have we learned before? That you can't mevatel somebody else's stuff, remember? You also can't pasul it. I can't take your kli and turn it into Avodah Zarah. I can take mine. I can't affect yours, it's yours. I can do whatever I want with it. There's no Avodah Zarah on your kli because it doesn't belong to me. Now, the Beit HaMikdash stuff, who does it belong to? Sure. To Hegdesh. Can an individual come and take Hegdesh's kalim and make them asur? No, it doesn't belong to him. Right? So that's going to be the answer with Achaz. Look at Rashi. Alma kevan dimiraita lo mit asre. Why aren't they asur midoraita? Daha Hegdesh hininu, they belong to Hegdesh. Ve'ein adam oser davar she'enu shelon. A person can't make something asur which isn't his. Right? Inunami lo gazu alayus. Therefore, the gzair on them wasn't there either. Hoyo vela b'nei da'aninu. Now, why they aren't there, I'm not sure. But let's leave the Rashi out. That's a little bit confusing for me. Okay. So nonetheless, he says to Rebbe, this is the case of Achaz, where Chizkiyahu's guards came, and they were makadesh it. So look at Rebbe's answer. Amar lei, baruch ata l'shamayim. He says, bless are you to heaven. Shechazarteli avadati, you returned my lost item to me. And he says, it was the pasuk that you brought, that was the pasuk that I forgot. If we learned it's asur. Right? He says, now you got it all wrong. He says, Hechanu doesn't mean they put it in the mikvah. It means Sheganazum, they put it into Gniza. And Vehigdashnu doesn't mean that they made it, put the Shemin Amishcha on it. It is Shigdashnu Acherim Tachtehem. We brought others in their place. Right? So that, there he says, thank you, that's the Makor, that you can't use them. You came with your whole spari here, that it was Hegdesh, they couldn't mevatel it, the whole story. Well, thank you.
So if it belongs to heaven and not to an individual, how can they, what's the problem?
I suppose the simple answer would be that we behave differently with private people's stuff than we do with Hegdesh. Hegdesh, we want a higher level of Kedusha. So if there was an Isur used for Avodah Zarah with it, then it becomes possible. I mean, otherwise, you're right. I can't answer. Okay. So now, Gemara says like this. You know what? Lame Messiah lay, this limud that we just learned over here might be helping us. Because if you look here in this Masura Shasya tells us, yeah, this Vav, the Masechet Midot, we've got a mid limud. Mizrachit Tzfonit Ba Ganzu Beit Chashbonai Et Avnei Mizbeach Sheshiktsu Anshei Yavan. Look at Rashi there, Mizrachit Tzfonit. Says there, Mizrachit Tzfonit, Shimush Arba Lishkot. There were, you know, the different chambers in the Beit HaMikdash. So you were mikzaot ha'azara on the corners of the azara. Kachashi b'sechet midot. It says there the east and mizrachit zvorit, the east, the northeastern one. They took the stones in his bayach and they put them into Gniza there because Anshay Yavan had defiled it. So the Amarav Sheshet. Sheshiktsu Lavodat Kochavim. Right? Sheshit Lavodat Kochavim. Look at Rashi. Alma. Here comes the answer, Robert. Afal Gav Delehed Yot Lo Mit Asray. Since the head, I mean Rashi now. Amarav Sheshet Sheshiktsu Lavodat Kochavim. Right down at the bottom there, it's about 6-7 hours before it gets wide. Amar Rav Sheshet. Alma, therefore, Afal Gav Dele Hedyot Lo Mit Asher. It wouldn't be asked for a Hedyot. Da'ein Adam Oseir Davar Sheno Shelo. Gazur Bar Rabbanan Gabe Gavoah. When it comes to the Bar Amigdash, there's an extra standard. Okay, so I already learned this Rashi. So that's why I knew it. I just remember. Afal Gav Dele Avnei Dayaninu. The Yevanim, right? Now you can't there with the Beit Chonyo, we could say that they knew the Halocha. The Yevanim never knew the Halocha, right? ובית חוניו נמי אף אגב זה לאו בית עבודת כוכבים ולא מתעשי קיים זה דברייטה גזור באו רבנם so בית חוניו not within these guys can okay that's the good one so now maybe this is a good makor for the why the חשבונאים had to stick the all the stuff into Gniza so the good one is let's say because the Yavanim were shiktu we machmir on Gavoa and therefore they couldn't use them as bad
so somebody was digging in the Harabayit tomorrow and found the
Arun
or something
like
that. Can't use it.
Wait. So now, Rav Papa doesn't like it. Rav Papa says, what are you doing? I'm Rav Papa, no. Hatam, kra, eshkach v'darash. He says, they found a pasuk. The midoraita asire, afil hetyot. You've been asur even to an individual. Dichtiv, because what was the pasuk? The pasuk said, in Yecheskel, והסיבותי פניים הם וחילו את צפוני ובאו ופריצים וחיללוה. And they were מחללת. Right? So therefore, that's why with the חשבונאים. Not because of your limud over here. The reason why with the חשבונאים is because it said the פריצים came וחיללוה. And that's what was asur. It wasn't a gzeira of drabanan. It was a makor doraita. We speaking now about all this avodah zora stuff is a drabanan. So he says, Amrei. He says, Heichi Navid. So how would you metaher? So how could the Chashmonaim have metaher? He says, what could we have done? Look at the Rashi there, Amrei. All right, look at Rashi there. Read the Rashi there. Dichtivu ba'u. I know it's long. I'm to say. Nothing we can do. Okay. Oh, Dichtivu ba'u ba'u pritzim. Look at Rashi. The first very wide lines. Mikevan shichlusu of day kochavim lahechal, yatsu keilav lechulin. They made the keilim become chulin. V'cheivan denafkei lechulin. Now listen, this is an amazing svara. And since it became chulin, it was no longer kadosh, because the goyim had taken over the hechal, so it lost its kedusha. Kaninu behefkerit, behefkeira. It was now hefker, and the goyim were now koneh the kelim. So now it was no longer the hekdesh's kelim that they were being metame, it was their kelim. V'havu lehudidu, it was theirs. וכשנשתמשו בהן לעבודת כוכבים, נאסרו. And now it became asur because it was their kelim. They, so to speak, took ba'alut on it. It's not like what we've spoken about up until now. It's a different story. Right? The Gemara says, Amra, הלך בית חשבונאי, כשניצחו מהכי לעבודת. Okay, so now we understand that with the חשבונאי, when they won the place, what were they meant to do? Right? So he says, Nitabrinu, if they had broken it, the Avanim of the Mizbeach, they wouldn't be able to use it any longer. Why? Because Avanim Shlemot, Amrachman, the Torah says we need to have Avanim Shlemot, we have to complete Avanim. So it wouldn't help us. Ninsarinu, maybe they could break it a bit, like chip it off, you know, to damage the Tumah and get the Tumah out of it by breaking it, and then file it down, saw it down nicely, straight again. Right? Lord Tanifalem Barzel, Amrachman, the Torah says you can't use any steel to hew these stones, right? He says, Va'amai, but still, so what? Litverinu, right? Let them take, look at Rashi there, Nitverinu, Ade Oved Kochavim Kedei Levatlan. Let the Oved Kochavim break it, and now it's still theirs, remember? And an Oved Kochavim can mevatel his own Avodah Zorah, right? All right? And then take it for themselves. And they could have kept it. Why did they have to put in Gniza? I think that's the Gemara's question. They could have just taken it for themselves. Why was it necessary to put into Gniza? We put something into Gniza, you're saying that it retained a certain Gniza. We put something in Gniza because it's Kadosh, we didn't want to do with it, right? The question here is, why do we have to put these things into Gniza? So we understand why they couldn't have used it for the Mizbeach. But why in Gniza? Once the Kedusha was Mevatel of Avodah Zorah, they could take it home. And how do we know that? Because Milomar Moshe, Bikshul, ignores Kol Kesev Azav Sheba Olam, Chachamim. Look at this, actually amazing Gemara this, eh? It says, Chachamim wanted to gonez all the silver and gold in the world. Why? Mishum Kaspa Udahava Shel Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was conquered. Chachamim were concerned that the gold and silver floating around the world might have been gold taken from the Beit HaMikdash. And now how can a Jew use any of the gold? It might be gold from the Beit HaMikdash.
Well, we said it's not.
You're saying that Paritzim came with Chilalua. Okay, but maybe this isn't Chilalua. This is stuff that they took out without being Mechala. Okay, right? That's a good question. Right? But that is not really the answer. Right? And the Vahavinan, and they asked for that, Yerushalayim, Havi Arubat Alma. But why? If Yerushalayim was the majority of the world, then I can understand we got a Chashash that half, more than half the gold in the world, Yerushalayim got to go off to the Rubat. Since Yerushalayim is only a small place, it's obviously Mevatel inside of it, and if we aren't too worried about it. But El Amr Abaya, Bikshul ignores Dinare Hadriana Turiana Shifa. He says, no, but they still wanted to, in other words, they accept that. And so it wasn't the gold and silver they wanted to do. But Abaya says, what did they want to do? Bikshul ignores Dinare Hadriana Turiana, this dinar, right? That had the face on it, the coin. Marcus got some nice pictures over here, right? Of Hadrian, from Hadrian Turiana, right? The coin from the days of Trajan. So the Hadrian and Trajan, right? Shifa, old coins. Rashi says they're Shifa, old ones. Look at Rashi. Yashan beyoter, shenishuf machmat yoshno, v'enat shani keret. And you can no longer see the shapes. Right? I lost my place there. Hold on. Mipnei why? Tiva shel Yerushalayim. They found a pasuk from the Torah that's mutar. What's the pasuk? We just used that pasuk just now. Uvau, here's the answer that you just made. That's what I was speaking about. Here's your answer. Robert. Uvau ba pritzim bechidelua. Right? That all this stuff, that the coins and the silver, the gold, it was all mechalel, and therefore they couldn't use it. It wasn't like it was in the hatam lo ishtam shu behu legavoa. That's why. They were never used in the first of that gavoa. Hacha kevin ishtamish behu legavoa. Love or ishtamushe bahu hedyota. So that's what the Gemara says, like we said. Basically, it's a difference. When it's used for gavoa, we're more machmir. We have a different standard for the gavoa to what we would use for yota. Therefore, the chashmonaim, still, even though minadin, they might have found a loophole to take the stones for themselves, it wasn't mechubad. Okay? You can't take the mizbeach stones, even though lotelusha, and take them home. So the gold and the silver still wasn't a problem. The kalim, I suppose, if it'd be melted down, the gold also wouldn't have been a problem. But the kalim as kalim, you probably couldn't use. So who was it telling us? I think it was Rav Baruch in his shiur 2 weeks ago in the English shiur. He spoke about in the Megillah that at the Mesibah of Achashverosh, so he brought out the kalim. Why did he bring out the kalim? So he says there it had been. He had waited 70 years. The Navi said that there would be a Geula after 70 years. And therefore, for 70 years, nobody touched the Kalim. They were scared. The Kalim were, I thought the Kalim still got Kedusha. Even Achashverosh never used the Kalim. But after 70 years had passed, there was a difference in the calculation of exactly when the 7 years would be. Achashverosh had seen the calculation, the 7 years had passed. And Am Yisrael never had their Beit HaMikdash. They hadn't gone back to Israel. He realized, obviously, this is all nonsense now. And the Kedusha is finished. And therefore, he stepped out the Kalim. But he first waited the 70 years before he saw the Kalim. Okay. New Mishnah. Oved kochavim mevatel avod. This is the Mishnah we've seen plenty times, right? This is the Mishnah we've been quoting all the time. We started on Daf Mem Bet, and we've seen it a few times. That Oved Kochav Mevatel Avodat Kochavim Shelo Veshel Chaveiro. That a goy can mevatel his and his friends Avodah Zorah. אבל ישראל אין מבטל עובר הכוכבים שלא עובר הכוכבים. He can't מבטל עובר הכוכבים, קדושין, he's idol. Right? And המבטל עובר הכוכבים, המבטל עובר הכוכבים מבטל משמשד. If you מבטל, this we spoke about this early on. If you annul the kedusha, so to speak, of the avodat kochavim itself, then all the accessories also mevatel. Bitel mesham sheha, but if you only were mevatel its accessories, mesham shin mutarin, then the accessories are mutar, aval hi asra, but he is still the, she, the actual idol, is still asra. In other words, if you mevatel the idol, the accessories go with, if you mevatel the accessories, the idol still stays. Okay? It's like a tag along. Okay, right. So Matnila Rabbi Shimon Barebi. Right? So the Mishra Shaste changed it to Matnila Rabbi Shimon Barei. Okay, to his son. Doesn't make sense that he spoke to his son and called him Barebi. So Rabbi spoke to Shimon Rabbi's son. Yeah, he spoke to his son. Oved Kochavim, he says to him like this. On this Mishnah. Taught him the brighter. He taught him the Mishnah as follows. Oved kochavim mevatel kochavim shelo v'shel chaveru. That's exactly, basically, like we saw in the Mishnah. So Amalei. So his son says to him, Rabbi, when he calls him his father, he says, Rabbi, he says, Shani telanu b'yaldutecha. A couple of years ago when you were younger, well, how did you teach us? You never taught us the Mishnah this way. You said, Oved kochavim mevatel avodat kochavim shelo v'shel Yisrael. Not shelo v'shel chaveru. Not his and his friend. You said his and his Yisrael's. So the Gemara says, what, the Yisrael mikem mevatla? How can he mevatel the Yisrael's one? V'ha v'sam b'setek ativ. The Yisrael, you can never mevatel avodah zarah of Yisrael. You've got to put into gniza. Right? Kativ, amar Rav Hillel b'reid Rabbi Valas. That's what b'setek ativ. Amar Rav Hillel b'reid Rabbi Valas, lo nitzrecha. So no, so he says no. This nimud over here is sheyesh lo ba shutfut. That's what it meant. Israel, we call them any Israel. If they're partners, then the goy can mevatel his, and the Jews, who's his partner in it. So now we understand that Rebbe there of Israel. But the Gemara's question is, why did Rebbe teach it differently when he was young, and differently to now when he's got a bit older? The Gemara says like this. B'yalduto maika sabra. What was he thinking when he was young? What was his svara? Ubeziknuto makasavar. What was his svara when he was older? It says, Beyalduto ksavar Yisrael adat de'ovel kochavim palach. That a goy, a Jew at the end of the day, when he serves Avodah Zorah, he's doing it according to the dat of the Avodah kochavim. In other words, the way that the goyim do it. Kaivan de'ovel kochavim mevatel denafsha. Therefore, if the goy is mevatel de'ovel kochavim, the idol, in other words, who gave the idol status? The goy. And the Jew just came along and piggybacked on the goy's avodah zorah. So if the goy has now stopped the avodah zorah, then obviously for the Jew it's no longer avodah zorah either. When he got older, he said like this, no. Yisrael adat l'nafshei palach. So maybe this comes with age, I don't know. Maybe this is a deeper understanding, bless you. He says, in actual fact, you know what? When the Jew does it, he does it, it's nothing to do with the goy. He serves avodah zorah for himself. And kimavatil ovet kochavim, only the nafsha and the film, only for him, not the judicial property.